Hello, this is Isaac. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm here hosting Hour to Kill. Should be a good time. That was a little intermission of sorts in this medley of Stem and Long Stem by DJ Shadow. First main track I'm playing today. It's got a few more minutes, but just wanted to let you know let you know who you're working with, I guess. But yeah, DJ Shadow.
We'll be right back.
That was sorry, that was Sour Times by Portishead off Dummy. I hadn't listened to Dummy until quite recently, so that was a nice little... That song's been in the rotation for a while, though. Very nice. For that stem/long stem medley, DJ Shadow, I did have to cut it a little short just because there's so much stuff that I'm really excited to play today, and, well, you know, only so much time. Next song, I feel like in a similar vein to the last two, taking a slightly different direction, though, of course. Everything But the Girl, Wrong, off Walking Wounded, which is a very excellent album, I would highly recommend. Wrong, Everything But the Girl.
Wrong.
That was wrong. Everything But the Girl. Might be my favorite band name of all time. It's just very, I don't know, it's sweet. It's just, it's very, feels poetic, but simple, straightforward. Yeah, one of my, probably my favorite band name of all time. Great little musical style. Very 90s, but it's aged quite well, I think. And then next is maybe my favorite band of all time. That changes all the time, admittedly, but New Order, I've played one of their songs both the last 2 weeks, and that might just keep continuing every show this semester as I play some New Order. This one is off Low Life, maybe their best album. They just have so much good stuff. It's Subculture.
You can't shout without someone else. In the end, you I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure?
The need for blood is constant, from accident victims and premature babies to cancer patients and those with blood disorders. Everyday heroes like you can help save up to 3 lives with just 1 blood donation. Be a hero. Donate blood. Make your appointment today. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Alright, that was After Subculture by New Order was Enola Gay by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And then Common People by Pulp. A couple pretty huge songs
but sometimes there's a reason they're big, you know? Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, I was talking about band names earlier with Everything But the Girl. I think that's also a very interesting one, because I'm not entirely certain what it means, really. Maybe I'm just not right, but it's just, it's kind of an odd name, but it's very creative, and I have to respect that. And then, of course, the Blood PSA. Next is new LCD Sound System song for the movie White Noise, which I don't know that much about. I know it's an adaptation of a book that I've heard is pretty decent, and it's directed by Noah Baumbach, who I have no real strong opinions on. But LCD Sound System, I do have some strong opinions on. Absolutely fantastic band. The last album was not the most earth-shattering thing, American Dream, but that was several years ago now. I think 5 years ago now, which is kind of insane, because it still feels new-ish compared to the other stuff. But this is real new. 2022 release, New Body Roomba, LCD Sound System. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Nobody Roomba.
Roomba? I don't actually... He says it in the song, and I somehow forgot. Incredibles. I really think... It's funny, usually when there's soundtrack singles, I don't think that much of it, but an artist like LCD Sound System is slightly different than if, like, I don't know, a SZA releases a soundtrack single, you know? Like, different levels of kind of fame, different types of industry connections. I really think that might be the best song they've released in over a decade. Just really fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Up next, a band that I saw last night in concert, had a great time, Stereolab. They're on a U.S. tour right now. They have such a deep discography. Just the tracks they're pulling are from all these different eras in their career, all these different times, but it's very, I don't know. They're just a fun band. I would describe them as, like, academically silly. I don't know if that makes any sense. They're very, I think it's fair to call them, like, goofy, or like a, it's almost kind of similar to Talking Heads. There's a very strong, like, a lot of, like, musical theory stuff going into the songs. There's a lot of knowledge of what they're doing, and yet but in addition to that, like, on top of that knowledge is to make something that is just kind of, I don't know, fun. Not always just fun. I mean, clearly they have more going on as far as topics of their songs, whatever, but really pleasant to listen to. The complexity adds to it, and it can be, I mean, some goofy stuff. Miss Modular is the next song I'm going to play. It's really fantastic from them. But yeah, I'm very glad I got to see them live, because that's not an opportunity you get all the time. So yeah, don't always have the nicest of things to say about all the French, but I do like William Saliba, and I do like Stereolab. So, and on Thierry Henry. Yeah, all right, Miss Modular, here we go. All right, facing a minor technical difficulty. Not entirely sure why. Gonna restart the track and let's hear it go. We'll be right back.
Next is Glider by Japanese Breakfast. It's off the Sable soundtrack. It's a video game I've not played. I haven't played any songs off a video, intentionally off a video game soundtrack, like original to a video game, on the show before, I don't think. So, slight departure for Hour to Kill. I heard Michelle play this in the band, obviously, whole band, Japanese Breakfast. Played this song live last week. Very enjoyable, very nice. Hadn't heard it before, and I'm going to play it for even more people. So here you go. This is Glider. Very pretty song. I like that a lot. Next is, let's see, how much time do I got? I got about 10 minutes left on the show. I think we'll get about two more songs in. This next one, another newer song, just like the LCD Sound System one, did not come out this week. It's a couple weeks old at this point, but I've only recently got around to it, really. It's new Arctic Monkeys song, There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball. First listen, I was just like, oh, this is kind of continuation of their, I'm blanking on the name, but their current sound, Tranquility Base, that sound. But as I've gone back to it more and more, I really think it's fantastic. It's just excellent work. Just a band that, this deep into their career, I mean, I guess they are not as deep into their career as some of the bands I've played today, but, you know, been doing this for a while now, and unlike, I think, a lot of their peers from the early 2000s who have kind of fallen off the pace a bit, or just were so committed to the same sound, I think of an Interpol, that they've kind of lost any juice, whereas Alex Turner and the boys, they've kept evolving, kept following different artistic pathways, and I think that's really admirable. So not really necessarily to critique too much bands who don't shift up a lot. I understand there's a lot more that goes into it than just artistic merit, you know, it's a whole corporate world, but this case, celebrate when bands do evolve, do make something interesting, And I think There Better Be a Mirror Ball by Arctic Monkeys is quite interesting. I enjoy it quite a bit. Here it is.
Don't get emotional, that ain't like you. Yesterday's still leaking through the roof. That's nothing new. I know I promised this what I wouldn't do, but somehow giving it the old romantic fool seems to better suit the mood. So if you wanna walk me to the car, you ought to know I'll have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a mirror ball? You're getting cynical and that won't rose tint back on the exploded view. Darling, if I were you, and how's that insatiable appetite for the moment when you look them in? And say, baby, it's been nice. So do you wanna walk me to the car? I'm sure to have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a
thank you all for listening to Hour to Kill. My name is Isaac. I've got one last song for you before I hand over the reins to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Let them entertain you for a bit. Yes, I got one last song for you. Thank you all for listening to Hour to Kill. Come back next week, same time, same place. I'll be here. This is Marilyn on a Train, the Cleaners from Venus. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful fall. See you next week.
your clothes and hair.